The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Pressure being put on here by Bauer. And to throw it in here is going to be Dale. Dale gives it in for Cornell. Cornell jumper, banks it off the glass. Ball's inbounded. They're going to have to shoot a half quarter. It's on its way. It is short. And a come from behind win by Elm Creek. Banked in with 2 seconds to go by Claire Cornell.
Today, it's the finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament in Kearney. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
They're down two with one timeout. They get it into the hands of Brendan Axman. He's double-teamed to the right side. Stops. Gets it into Eckhout. Eckhout's in the paint. Back out to Axman. A three-pointer by Miller for the win. Going in! And Pleasanton has upset Axtell.
Once again, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament features a strong and balanced field, all leading to a pair of conference champions to be crowned tonight. It's the finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Viera Event Center in Kearney with ESPN Sports' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the Viera Event Center, our second consolation game of the day here. We'll turn our attention to the boys' side, as will be Elm Creek taking on Pleasanton. The Pleasanton girls fell short to Amherst in the girls' consolation game, 37-29. Now the boys will try to up their game just a little bit. They had that dramatic win in the quarterfinals to get themselves here to the Viera Event Center, hitting a three-pointer at the buzzer from young Mr. Miller. But fell short yesterday as really Pleasanton ran to a buzzsaw, Amherst winning it 61-42. Meanwhile, Elm Creek had a tough one. They got into overtime, actually had a chance down the stretch to take the lead late in the game, wasn't able to do it at the end of the fourth quarter. And in overtime, they were shut out by Wilcox Hildreth, who wins at 53-41, but in overtime. So Elm Creek certainly wants to get the taste of that game out of their mouth. But in talking with Pleasanton, they're excited to be here. They're excited to play in this environment. They're excited to maybe come away with a third-place trophy. So don't expect either one of these two teams to really be hanging their head. I think we'll get a great effort tonight for the Bulldogs and the Buffaloes in this one. And we're excited to bring it to you here on ESPN Radio. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with more of our New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
And welcome back here to the VO Event Center. Time now for our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we'll begin, we'll give you the path of how these two teams got here, first of all. For Pleasanton, they were the number six seed. They upset Axtell, as we mentioned, 53-52, hitting a three-pointer by Cale Miller at the buzzer to get themselves here. Yesterday, they fell to Amherst, 61-42, and so now they're here in the consolation game against Elm Creek. Elm Creek was the number five seed. They beat Elwood in Wilcox on Tuesday, 59-43, and then yesterday they went to overtime, tied at 41 with Wilcox-Hildreth, but Wilcox-Hildreth won at 53-41, so they're in the consolation game here at the Viero Event Center. And as we look at things, let's give you our starting lineup. Starting, first of all, for the visitors, that'll be Pleasanton. Their starters are Cale Miller. He's a 5'10 senior. Blake Eckhout is 6 foot tall and a senior. Brendan Axman, 5'10 senior. Caleb Eckel is 6 foot tall and a junior. And Hunter Pates is 6'1 and just a freshman for head coach Mitch Armour. Now for Elm Creek, their starters are Jaden Ford, a 5'5 freshman. Gabe Hubbard is 5'6 and a senior. Nick Crowley is a 6'3 senior. Rashawn Thornabar had a nice game yesterday. He's 6'2 and just a sophomore. And Brock Miner rounds out the starting lineup. He's 5'10 and a sophomore for head coach Tanner Cavaney. Again, your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll continue with more of our New Tech Seed pregame show here from the Viero Event Center. We come back right after this.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton. Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer. Now is the time to winterize all your heating and cooling units. So call Axman Heating and Air. They can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geo heat and infrared heat for farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales and service. Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center as we continue with more of our New Tech Seed pregame show. And again, these two teams, a lot alike, really like to pressure the ball, like to play an up-tempo style of basketball. Elm Creek, early in the season, struggled a little bit with the injury issues and with a little bit of illness. But Nick Crowley has been an outstanding player for them throughout the course of the year. He's averaging 17.6 points per ball game. And Thornabar, just a sophomore, has continued to increase his scoring average as he's averaging a little bit over 8 points per ball game on the year. He had a nice game yesterday, had 8 points by midway through the second quarter. yesterday in their tough matchup with Wilcox Hildreth. So he's a very athletic and a lot of potential in him as a basketball player. And Gabe Hubbard, of course, has been a stalwart for the Buffaloes over the years. He's 5'6", senior. He's averaging about 8.5 points per ball game. Meanwhile, for Pleasanton, it's kind of a very eclectic group out there in terms of their scoring through the course of the year. But again, Axman, and again, once they run out of Axmans and Pleasanton, they might have to shut down the high school. But he's a very athletic player, likes to pressure the ball, and they'll get the ball into him. Caleb Echol's been a strong force on the inside at 6 foot. Pates, only a freshman, and boy, there's a tremendous amount of growth there. Miller hit that big three-pointer. That was probably one of the highlights of the year for Pleasanton so far. And Blake Eckout, again, very solid player. So it's really kind of done by committee a little bit more for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, who will come in with a record of 6-9 on the season. For Elm Creek, they are now 6-10 on the season with the loss yesterday. Elm Creek now is 11-7 on the year. And again, their record really not indicative of how they've been playing. Game played in Pleasanton between these two teams back on the 23rd of January. And Elm Creek did win that one by a final of 69-59. And so a 10-point win earlier for Elm Creek when they were kind of really getting everybody healthy and playing pretty good ball. So Pleasanton definitely would be an underdog in this game, but we'll see whether or not, you know, we're not playing it on paper. We'll see how that works out here at the Viero Event Center. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Pleasanton and Elm Creek for the Fort Kearney Conference consolation game, and we'll be back with the tip right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
And welcome back here to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're wrapping things up as the handshake's taking place here at center court. Pleasanton will be in their road red uniforms, white numbers, a little black trim on there, a little black gussets on there as well for the Bulldogs. And Elm Creek will be in their home white uniforms. And they're all set and ready to go as Trevor Adelung, as Nick Crowley comes out there and is ready to do service jump in here. And for Pleasanton, they break the huddle. Last minute advice there for Mitch Armour as they come up. And Pates will be doing the jumping. So we're all set and ready to go. Everybody's told what direction they need to head here by the officials, and the ball's in the air. We are underway here in the consolation game, and Elm Creek will pull down the first possession of the game. They bring it up here for Hubbard. Hubbard gives it out for Thornabar on the left side for Miner. And they'll work it around. A little ball fake there by Hubbard. Hubbard kicks it back out. Ford's going to drive. And Ford on his way to the basket. It's going to be hand checked. And so we won't have a chance to get off a shot here as he's fouled. And so first action of the game is going to be a foul here on Pleasanton. And they'll inbound the basketball after Miller is called for the foul. And a missed shot on the inside, but tracking down the rebound for Pleasanton is going to be Axman. Axman gives the ball away, gives it back out to Echol here, top of the circle. He's on the bounce, picked up there defensively by Ford, and they'll give it off on the right side here for Echol. Echol's pass down low, misses the target, and Pleasanton turns the ball over. Still looking for our first points of the ball game. Each team has had a possession here. Tanner Cavaney giving them an idea what they want to run here on the offensive end. That'll be Ford and Hubbard bringing it across the timeline. They're facing a little man-to-man here, and an entry pass is punted by Cale Miller as the ball is rattled around out there. And so Hubbard will throw it in. They get it inside. Nice post up there by Crowley, and Crowley will score. Well, they allowed him to throw it into the low post off the inbounds with no pressure being put on the ball, and Crowley is able to make the catch and lays it up and in. So Axman in the offensive end will give it off right side here for Echol. Echol on the bounce on the baseline. Stop there. Nice pass out here for Eckhout, and Eckhout will drive and will be hit on the arm, so he'll head to the line and have two shots. That'll be on LaShawn Thornabar, his first foul of the ball game. And Eckhout will be shooting two. And the first one's up and good. 2-1 in the early stages. As Pleasanton playing back-to-back games here, the girls lost their consolation game. Second free throw is up and good. Elm Creek will play two in a row as well, starting with this game in the consolation, and then the girls will be in the championship game against Axtell, which is going to be an interesting matchup. Trying to enter it inside for Thornabar. Ball's knocked loose. Pates is able to pick it up, so Elm Creek turns the ball over, and on the run are the Bulldogs. Tough layup attempt there by Axman. He missed it. Rebound taken out. Three-pointer won't fall either, as that possession was kept alive there by Miller. And then Thornabar will set a little screen here off on the left side. With it is Miner at the moment. Thornabar has the top of the circle pass knocked around. Thornabar is able to track it down. He'll drive the lane. Shot's no good. Fighting for the rebound, it goes out of bounds. He was the last to touch it. So Thornabar with the rebound momentarily there, but wasn't able to quite reel it in. And so we're still tied at two. Little screen set up. Axman will kick off the pass to Miller in the corner over there. Miller will give it off here for Pates. Pates, facing a little man-to-man, will get the ball back out for Axman. Axman gets it on the right side for Eckhout. Back out to Axman. He's going to drive, shoot over the top of Crowley, and score. Brandon Axman, a little runner there, shooting it over the top of a leaping Nick Crowley. And now the offensive end is Hubbard. Two-point lead for Pleasanton, their first lead of the ball game. Here's a three-pointer top of the circle for Miner. Miner's three is no good, and rebounded by Pleasanton. Snagging the bound there is going to be Caleb Echol. So Echol pulls down the rebound, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. On the bounce here is going to be Echol. Echol shoots over the top of Miner, and the shot no good, but rebounded in the corner over there by Pleasanton. So they'll keep the possession alive thanks to that rebound there by Miller. And now directing traffic here is going to be Axman. Axman gives it off left side. They're looking to get the ball down low for Pates, but that's not happening, so they'll get the ball back out for Echol. Echol in the lane. Jumper no good. Gets his own rebound, and he'll put up the floater. Caleb Echol with the putback, and we've got a timeout taken here for Elm Creek. They trail it 6-2 with 4:34 to go in the first quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. We're back after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. A 6-2 start to the ball game as Pleasanton has the lead. And Elm Creek will inbound the ball. Gabe Hubbard will get the ball to Ford, and Ford brings it in the offensive end, and they'll give it off on the left side here for Crowley. Crowley's going to drive, going to float, going to score. Had a little seam there, got a screen down low for Thornabar, and he's able to attack the basket and answer right back. Axman in the offensive end. He'll kick left side here for Pates, who's going to fire a three. It's no good, and the rebound to Crowley. So Crowley ends the possession, kicks it up ahead here for Hubbard, and we'll work it back around the perimeter. Ford has it off of a screen, gives it top of the circle for Miner. Off of another screen, they give it to Ford. Back to Miner on the right side. He's going to pull the trigger on a three. It's no good. And rebound by Pates. So Pates will throw the ball back out, and across the timeline is going to come Axman. Axman gets a little screen from Pates, top of the circle. He'll back up, fire a three, and he hits it. Brandon Axman drains the three-pointer. And Pleasanton leads it 9-4. 3.5 to go in the quarter. Driving here is going to be Miner. Miner, oh, it bounced around on the rim, missed the shot. But holy cow, that was an athletic move. He was hit on the arm, and now we'll be shooting two. So the foul here is going to send Miner to the line. And the foul is on Echol. That'll be his first. Miner misses the first of two free throws. And he'll have one more coming up. Second one is good. So he has his first point of the day. And Axman, who drained a very impressive step-back three a moment ago, brings in the offensive end. He's working against a little bit of pressure here by Ford, and we'll kick it off on the left side for Echol. Echol from the free throw line, double dribbled with it. So trying to amp up the defense there is Elm Creek, and they were successful by forcing the turnover. 3:15 to go, quarter number one, 9-5. Trying to cut into it is Elm Creek, and wow, what a drive by Brock Miner. Flies in there, scoops it off the glass. It's up and in. That's an athletic move by Miner. Trying to answer is Axman. Axman kicks into the corner, gets it to Miller. Miller will drive, has a shot blocked by Crowley. Crowley with the block. Rebound will be out to Hubbard. Hubbard brings it in the offensive end, and on the run here is Crowley from the free throw line. He'll put up a contested shot, and he'll rattle it in as he stepped up there. It's probably about a 9-foot jumper there. And the ball rolled away from the officials, so they actually stop the clock here and allow Pleasanton to inbound the ball. As it kind of just took a funny bounce there off the edge of the floor, and we've got a hand check foul going to be called on Elm Creek. Again, with the setup here, they have a rubber mat that they put over the top of the ice that is pieced together, and then the floor sits on top of that. And sometimes if your ball bounces and hits the edge of that floor, it'll make a nice little roll, and it went by the Zamboni doors a little bit ago. Axman gets the inbounds, and they'll work around on the inside. Entry pass by Pleasanton. That's going to be turned over. Good hands there by Ford. And now Ford had a little trouble with the dribble himself, and he turns the ball over. That's an unforced error there. We're tied at 9, 2:20 to go here in quarter number one. Cale Miller will inbound the ball here for Axman. Brandon Axman will dribble up against Ford. Axman will kick the ball back out here for Echol. Echol on the baseline. Jumper, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. Elm Creek has not let in the ball game. And they'll try to fix that here as we're tied at 9. Crowley has it right side, working around the perimeter. Now Hubbard has it. Hubbard off the screen, gives it to Crowley. Crowley's going to drive, and before he can put up a shot, he's going to hand check. So that'll be another Pleasanton foul here. That one will go on Blake Eck out. That's his first, third as a team here on Pleasanton. Ball inbounded for Crowley in the lane. Crowley, tough shot, and he's going to be hit by Eck out again. And this time it's going to cost him two shots. So two quick fouls here on Blake Eck out. And Crowley, drawing that body contact, will go line and shoot a couple. Well, check that. They actually gave the foul to Hunter Pates. And they were both there. The free throw by Crowley is good. So the foul is actually on Pates. And the second free throw is no good. So on the bounce here is Axman. Axman's going to be picked up defensively there by Hubbard. They'll give it off on the right side here for Echol. Echol being shut off there by Miner, so they'll work around the perimeter. Miller has it top of the circle. And a three-pointer here for Axman. Axman's three is no good. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Hubbard. Hubbard has the ball stolen away. Nice steal here by Axman. Axman's going to drive. Get the bucket in, foul! He was hit by Crowley, was able to lean back, able to flip it over Crowley after he committed the foul, and it spun and hung on the rim, falls in, and Axman with a chance for the three-point play. So he gets the steal and the bucket. Crowley called for the foul. And we'll see if he can just make everything good possible happen here for Pleasanton, and he does. He hits the free throw, and Pleasanton back on top here at 12-10. Some athletic buckets in this game so far. Thornebark kicks it top of the circle here for Crowley, and they'll give it to Hubbard on that left side. Hubbard on the bounce, gives it up back out for Crowley. Crowley thought about a three, but he'll give it off here right side. Three-pointer from Miner. Miner's three is no good. And Pleasanton will end the possession with the rebound. Pates was able to pull that down. He'll give it to Axman. Axman, a little spin move. He'll kick into the corner. Three-pointer for Pates. That's up and no good. Crowley's able to pull down the rebound, and Hubbard's on the run with it. He stops, thought about the three. Pass tipped around, but picking it up is going to be Miner, and Miner will give it out to Crowley. They were trying to get to Crowley initially. Crowley now is going to drive, and on the way to the basket, as he was trying a layup there, he's fouled on the body, so he'll shoot a couple. And again, he's got a long stride, so he has a couple of steps after he picks up his dribble. He covered a lot of territory in that lane with those long strides and was fouled here by Blake Eckout. That'll be his second. So Crowley misses the first of two. And if the free throw here is good for Crowley, he'll get a little breather as they're trying to sub in for him. And he does hit the free throw. So he'll come out, and it's going to be Tyrone Hubbard who will check in here for Elm Creek. 1-point lead for Pleasanton as they've got the basketball with a 12-11 lead with 27 seconds to go. Off the dribble is Axman right side, takes it all the way to the baseline, runs in to Hubbard, puts up a shot, and then he'll be shooting two. There was 1-10 on that play and 1-10 only, and that was to get to the free throw line. And it worked. Well, they're going to say it was before the shot. Hubbard called for the foul. And they'll inbound it for Axman. Axman will drive, has his shot blocked by Thornebar and out of bounds. So Thornebar, nice defensive play there, but still has to play a little defense as the Bulldogs will inbound it with now 18 seconds to go. Dogs will get the ball in for Ryan Bush, who checked in a little bit ago, and Bush will kick the ball back out here for Axman. Axman will work the clock now. 9 seconds left. Thornebar staying on him. Axman with the dribble. Runs into Thornebar. Backs up. Thornebar blocks the three-pointer. Comes up with the ball and actually walked with it just as the buzzer sounds, as he wasn't sure about whether or not pulling the trigger on a long half-court shot. Nice block there by Thornebar. And he comes up with the basketball and will head to the second quarter. It's Pleasanton 12, Elm Creek 11. We're back right after this.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the Vero Event Center, the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. A one-point lead for Pleasanton, 12-11. They've got the basketball as we start the second quarter here. And right now, Thornabar is going to pressure Miller. Miller dribbling on that right side. Kicks it off on the left wing here for Ryan Bush. And Bush hits the jumper. Ryan Bush, about a 15-foot stroke there. And that'll give Pleasanton a three-point lead. On the bounce, Hubbard. Now Thornabar will set a screen for Crowley. Crowley thought about a three-pointer, but he'll give it to Hubbard. And they'll work around the perimeter on the right side. Ford has it on the baseline, working against that pressure by Bush. Thornabar has it, gives it to Crowley. Crowley's pass deflected, but picking it up is Ford. Ford will get it back in for Crowley, and Crowley's pushed by somebody. And he was surrounded by a whole pound full of dogs there. And it's going to be on, I think they said Eckhout. Yeah, that's going to be his third. Holy cow, he's in a little foul trouble. So Blake Eckhout with his third foul. He'll come out of the ball game. Hunter Pates checks back in. Three-pointer on the inbounds play here for Elm Creek. It is no good. And Axman will pull down the rebound. Axman will be picked up by Thornabar. They're putting a little height on Axman, trying to slow him down. Entry pass to the inside, going to be thrown away as Pleasanton turns it over. Intercepting it is Ford. Ford gives it to Crowley. Crowley will drive, shot no good, and Thornabar goes over the back trying to get the rebound. So Thornabar going to be called for the foul here. The old over and back, the over the back call. It's not technically over the back. You can go over the back. That means you didn't touch anybody, but he pushed him. So Pleasanton has it in the offensive end. Echol on the bounce. We'll give it off on the right side for Miller. Miller fakes the pass to Axman, dribbles to the free throw line, and we'll kick it back out here for Pates. Back out for Axman. Axman gets a lot of attention from Thornabar. We'll give it off on the right side. And in the lane, fadeaway jumper here by Pates. That's no good. Crowley's able to pull down the rebound again. And they'll kick the ball back out. Ball fake, driving forward. Ford off glass, no good. Thornabar with the rebound, and Thornabar is going to be fouled. So LaShawn Thornabar is able to get the offensive rebound, and now he'll go to the line and shoot a couple. As he was fouled by Cale Miller, and that's going to be his second. So Thornabar, free throw is no good. And that was the front end of a one and one. I thought they were going to be a little generous with that. He missed it, so it's no good. Axman is going to drive, and with his back to the basket, able to flip it off the glass and spin it in. Brendan Axman is feeling it today. Thornabar is going to kick it back around the perimeter. Crowley, he's going to shoot a three top of the key. That's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. Thornabar trying to track it down, couldn't get it. Crowley hit nothing but net. Unfortunately, it didn't go through the cylinder first. And it's Pleasanton with a five-point lead, 16-11. Axman on the dribble. Gives it on that right side. Backing in here is going to be Bush. Bush with the shot, no good. Pates with the rebound, and Pates is going to be fouled. So the foul is going to go on Jaden Ford. That'll be his first. And Pates will be shooting two. The first one, with 5.5 to go here in the second quarter, is no good. So score remains 16-11. So Pates will get the ball rolled out to him again. And the 6'1 freshman shoots the second free throw. Back in the iron again, no good. And score remains 16-11. Thornabar has it top of the circle. Spinning in there. And they'll kick it back out here. Hubbard gets a screen from Thornabar. Now gives it to Thornabar on that left side. They enter it inside for Austin Stolpe. And Stolpe has a shot blocked. And they're going to call a foul here on Pleasanton. Ryan Bush going to be called for the foul here. He got a lot of basketball. And apparently just a little bit of arm. So Stolpe going to line, shooting a couple. And it's good. So now 16-12. The Buffaloes are down by 4. They trail at the end of one quarter. Now their second free throw is no good. And Bush pulls down the rebound. And Axman will slowly bring it in the offensive end. He's had a couple of impressive drives to the basket, including one of them with his back to it, and he was able to spin it and come up with it. Entry pass can be stolen away here by Crowley. Crowley gets it up ahead of Thornabar. Crowley sets a little screen here. Stolpe comes in, gets the rebound, and he'll go to the line as he was fouled. So Pleasanton turns the ball over and haven't capitalized yet, have the Buffaloes, but Stolpe with the opportunity to do so. As he'll shoot 2, and his free throw is good. For Bush, that'll be his second foul. And Stolpe's first free throw, as I mentioned, good, just like the second one. So he brings them both home, and it's 16-14. 2-point lead right now for Pleasanton as Axman brings in the offensive end. He'll drive, and falling down is Thornabar, but the pass is over to Bush. Bush drives the baseline and scores. Good no call there. Thornabar fell down with that contact, but did not really impede Axman, who made a nice pass over there for Bush for the bucket. Long pass down low, caught in by Stolpe. Stolpe's going to take it high off glass. In fact, too high off the glass. It hit the top of it, and it will go out of bounds. Went in, but that doesn't really matter. You get the top of the glass there, and that's out of bounds. So in the offensive end, going to come Axman. Gets a little screen there by Pates, but picking him up is Crowley. And an entry pass can be stolen away by Thornabar, who lost the dribble, puts up the shot anyway. Crowley can't get the put back in. Stolpe fighting for the rebound, and finally Pates is able to come up with it. So Elm Creek had a couple of opportunities and couldn't cash in, and we've got a reaching foul called. Nick Crowley, great hustle there, even though he missed that putback. So 3:52 to go. The foul here is going to be called on Thornabar, and for him, that is going to be his third foul. So he's got 3. He's going to come out of the ballgame. And Axman will step back to the free throw line. Brandon Axman already with 10 points in the ballgame, and his free throw here is good. So he makes the front end of the 1-1. And Pleasanton pushes that lead back out to 5. Second free throw for Axman. Rolls around, no good. And we got a foul on the rebound, or is it just out of bounds? Just going to be out of bounds. Caleb Eckel last to touch it as he knocked it out of the hands of Nick Crowley. And now with pressure coming, Ford is going to inbound it, and he'll get it to Crowley. Back to Ford. And that... zone defense is just going to drop back here as Crowley has it. A little screen. He's going to drive in the lane. It's rolling on the rim. No good. There's a whistle, and so he's going to shoot a couple. And for Miller, that's going to be his third foul. So there's some serious foul trouble here for both teams. A couple of starters on each team with 3 fouls each. Crowley hits the first 2 free throws. And it's down 19-15. Second free throw for Crowley. Rolls around, no good. Offensive rebound by Stolpe. Can't get the shot to fall. And then Pates is able to eventually come up with it. So Stolpe with a great rebound there. Couldn't get the putback in, though. Pressure being put on the ball. Miller handles it, drives, dishes. Pates, shot blocked by Crowley. Long pass up ahead. They'll get it out here on the drive. And Miner gets the bucket and a foul. He drove in hard, and it hung on the rim for a little while, but he got it to fall. And another foul here on Pleasanton. This one's going to go against Axman. That's just going to be his first. And the free throw is up and good for Miner. And we got a timeout. Timeout Pleasanton. They lead at 19-18 with 3:13 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armor Coatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armor Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armor Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Brandon Axman has the ball inbounded to him. He brings it in the offensive end. In fact, works it all the way down to the baseline, working against some pressure there by Ford. And he'll put up a shot. And it's going to be a foul here on Ford. And for Jaden Ford, that is going to be his second. He's got two. LaShawn Thornabar has three. And for Pleasanton, Cale Miller has three. Blake Eckout with three fouls. So both teams have some foul issues. The free throw here for Axman's up and good. That'll give Pleasanton a 20-18 lead. Second free throw, no good. And coming down with the rebound is going to be the Bulldogs. Snagging the bound there is Bush. We got a strong drive, and it's going to be a charge. Nice job by Stolpe stepping in there and accepting the charge. As we got a player control foul on Axman. So Axman is going to be called for the foul. So Hubbard brings in the offensive end. He'll kick right wing for Miner. Stole pass at right side. Back around the perimeter we go as Dominic Johns is out there for Elm Creek. He'll work it around the perimeter, getting it inside for Crowley. And Crowley, a little fade away from about 8 feet away. Up and good, and we're tied at 20. Axman in the offensive end. Great snap pass inside. And Stolpe, I think, I mean, call for a reach here as he just snapped the ball in there to Bush. And it's Bush who will go to the line. And that'll be on Stolpe. The officials are getting together to talk about whether this is one or two. This is the ninth foul on the home team. There you go. Yeah, so that's free throw is good. Made it a moot point there as Bush hits the front end of the one and one. And Ryan Bush will have one more. Second free throw, back the iron, no good. And rebound by Stolpe. So Stolpe snags down the rebound. And Hubbard brings in the offensive end. Crowley going to kick off here left side. Open for the long jumper there is Johns. Johns' shot is no good. And a rebound for Hunter Pates. So Pates pulls down the bound and brings in the offensive end. On the baseline, that's Bush, has a shot blocked by Crowley. And Stolpe will pick up the loose ball. So another block there by Crowley. And on the bounce here is going to be Miner. Miner gives it right side for Crowley. Crowley hit on the arm, drew the body contact, does that little fadeaway, but kind of puts those feet out there. And when that happens, there's some body contact. And that allows Crowley to get to the free throw line. That's where he does a lot of his damage. He already has 11 points in the game. And the foul here is going to be against Hunter Pates. That's going to be his second. And Crowley's free throw is good to tie things up at 21. Minute 46 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw up and good. So he makes both of them. And Elm Creek has a one-point lead. 22-21, minute 44 to go. And Axman on the bounce across the timeline. Ari has 12 points, still has his dribble. Working against Hubbard, will give it off on the right wing. Entry pass here by Miller. Miller will dribble through as he gets the ball back. And then a three-pointer here by Pates. That is no good. And a rebound here for Stolp. So Stolp ends the possession and will give it out to Hubbard. Back around the perimeter we go. Stolp has it on the right side. Enters it inside for Crowley, and Crowley's going to be pushed. But they're going to say that's not a foul. It's actually going to be a walk. That might have been a little bit of an acting job there. In any event, Elm Creek turns the ball over. So Axman facing a little pressure across the timeline, working against Hubbard. They clear out the area for him. He'll step back, fire a three. It's going to be no good. And rebound to Crowley. Crowley up to Hubbard. Hubbard on the bounce. We'll kick the ball back out to Crowley, and around the perimeter we go. With it left side is Miner. Back to Hubbard. Right side Stolp. Leonard in for Crowley. Crowley ball fake. Steps in. A little up and under move. Turns into 2 points here for Nick Crowley. They went for the shot block, and he, when they were up, he went under. And now 35 seconds to go, three-point lead for Elm Creek. Driving here is going to be Echol. Echol kicks off on the right side. Working in here is going to be Miller. Miller in the lane, loses the ball, but it rolls out here to Echol. Echol's going to penetrate, give it to Pates. And now Axman has it, working against Hubbard. He's going to drive, and he'll lay it off glass and in. Brandon Axman got a little screen there that erased Hubbard and laid it up and in. A timeout now being taken by Elm Creek with 10.2 to go. They lead at 24-23. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them back after this.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Some scores to get you updated on in the Luplat Conference tournament in the boys championship game. Adams Central leads Ward 13-8 after one quarter of play. Here driving is Crowley. Crowley with some body contact drives all the way in, and he will get the roll. And they wanted to have the charge called as underneath in there was Ryan Bush, who took the contact, but they don't call the charge. It rolls in essentially at the buzzer. And so Elm Creek with a 26-23 lead over Pleasanton as we head to the locker room. A three-point lead for the Buffaloes. As we'll step away here for just a few moments, and we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. A three-point lead here at intermission for Elm Creek in our boys' consolation game. It's 26-23 over Pleasanton. Coming up at 6 o'clock, of course, we'll have the girls' championship game as Axtell will be taking on Elm Creek. Kind enough to join us and kind of preview that for us a little bit is Kelly Cooksley, the head girls' basketball coach here for Axtell. And, Coach, what'd you have for lunch? What'd you do for lunch then?
Oh, had some wings. And kind
of living large since you guys, you ripped us off for our Fanatics Friday fan quiz yesterday.
Hey, I can't help that people don't know any trivia about UNK men's basketball.
We did mention it earlier in the show. I mean, it's good to have a kind of a local there. Good to have that flavor. Absolutely. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the game coming up here in a little bit. Elm Creek comes in. Give us a quick scouting report. What does Elm Creek kind of bring to bear?
You know, they're really athletic. I think, anytime you have a freshman that leads you in scoring, rebounds, and steals, you got a special player there. They got some really good shooters with the Robbins girl and the Deo girl, and we're gonna have to bring our A game tonight if we want to come away victorious. But like I said, they're really athletic, probably play a little zone on us, and we're gonna have to hit some outside shots. And in here, that's always a crapshoot, but we'll give her a shot.
Well, and you're a little athletic there, too. You got a nice young player that's going to be playing at UNK next year doing a little bit of volleyball. And obviously, I don't want to say you lean on her a whole lot, but that's nice to have that kind of strong presence on the inside that's going to be able to help you out with Hannah Kring there.
Yeah, and I like that, we have three seniors who have, kind of been around the block here, and I think tonight in a game like this, they have a lot of young players, and so do we, but, we have three seniors that really help with the leadership aspect, and I think that could really be an asset tonight for us in a game like this.
Yeah, and again, this is a different environment, literally, and also figuratively, because, again, with the conference title on the line, this is one of the bigger games that you guys are going to have this year, and one of the bigger games you guys have had in the last couple of years.
Yep, it sure is. We haven't won a conference title, I don't think, since 2009. So, the girls are excited. They know that the first time we played these guys is a 5-point game. We really didn't handle the pressure at the end of the game very well, and it almost caught us. But the girls are ready to get this thing ready.
Talking with Kelly Cooksley, head girls basketball coach for Axtell. They'll be playing Elm Creek for the girls' championship of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Tip-off scheduled for 6 o'clock. We're at halftime of the boys' consolation game, Elm Creek with a 26-23 lead over Pleasanton. One last question here, okay. Kelly. What do you kind of really see is the key tonight? It seems to me that guard play and who handles the pressure has been the biggest story so far on the girls' side of the tournament.
We're going to have to create some extra possessions, with our full-court defense. I think a big thing that we're going to have to do, is keep the Cornell girl off the glass, the offensive glass, because she is so athletic that she gets a lot of second chance opportunities that way. And, if we can limit her, I don't think we're going to stop her completely, but if we can limit her, that could be a big key to the game. But definitely going to be rebounding and defense and and taking care of the ball at this time of the year.
Well, absolutely. Kelly, appreciate the time. Good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
All right, Kelly Cooksley, the head girls basketball coach at Axtell. We're at halftime of the boys' consolation game. Elm Creek right now with the lead over Pleasanton, 26-23. We're going to step away for just a moment. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll take a look at our halftime numbers right after this.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Lammers Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammers Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammers Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Elm Creek with a 26-23 lead over Pleasanton. Checking the numbers here for the Bulldogs, being led by Brendan Axman. And he had a hot first half. He had 14 points in the half, including a couple of very impressive drives. And he also hit a three-pointer. Ryan Bush off the bench has five. Blake Eckout with two. Caleb Eckel with 2 points here at intermission. Meanwhile, for Elm Creek, it's kind of the usual suspects here. Leading the way is Nick Crowley. Crowley with 17 points here in the first half to go with five rebounds and a couple of blocks. Brock Miner has 6 points. Austin Stolpe with three. And there you go. Total that up. That's 26 points in the ballgame. Only three players scoring here for the Buffaloes. But Crowley leading the way, leading all scorers, with 17 points here at the intermission. Other scores that we have for you from the Luplat Conference Tournament. The consolation game on the boys' side. Kearney Catholic right now leading Wood River 37-32. That game is at intermission. Also at halftime in the championship game, Adams Central over Ord 35-20. A 15-point lead in the championship game for Adams Central on their home floor against the Chanticleers. Doug Duda has the call of that game on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9. Here, Elm Creek 26, Pleasanton 23, and we'll start the second half right after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
And welcome back. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Again, we're wrapping up the halftime here as Elm Creek will get the ball first to start the second half. And Gabe Hubbard will inbound the ball here. And just double-checking everything. Same starters out here for the Buffaloes. Ford, Hubbard, Crowley, Thornabar, and Miner. Even though there's some foul trouble out there, Thornabar has three fouls here as we start the second half. And he'll cycle through, get the ball top of the circle, gives it right side for Ford. Ford on the bounce, gives it to Crowley. Crowley going to drive. Dish goes off the hands of one guy, so Ford tracks it down, and Hubbard kicks it back out. Thornabar has it. Thornabar driving, runs in the Axman, and it's going to be a blocking foul, I'm sure, on Axman here. That's going to be his third foul, his first foul of the second half here. Thornabar gets the inbounds, runs in Axman again, kicks it for Crowley. Crowley's going to spin on the baseline, and he'll get those long arms extended, shoot over the top of the defense, and roll it in. He now has 19 in the game. Axman on the bounce, working against Thornabar. Thornabar staying right with Axman. Axman will give it now top of the circle here for Echol. Echol working against Stolp. Ball fake in the lane. Tough shot there for Echol. And it's going to be fought for by a couple of Bulldogs. And it's going to be a travel. And now the officials are going to get together and discuss it. There were two Bulldogs that had it. And they're going to call the they're calling the travel. They discussed it. So Pleasanton. It would have been a hell ball if it would have been a different colored jersey, so I guess they call that a walk, which I think was the right call. Crowley will kick right side for Ford. Ford, little runner on that left side. Shot's no good, and rebounded by Axman. So Axman brings up ahead, working against Thornabar. Thornabar stays right with him. Now he'll drive again, take it off glass, and he'll score yet again. Another impressive drive. Thornabar was there with him the first time, but then when Thornabar gave up a little bit of ground, Axman was able to change gears and drive past him and flip it up off that glass. Another impressive run there by Axman. Thornabar is going to hand the ball off here for Miner. And now a baseline runner here for Ford. It rolls around, and Ford missed the shot. Crowley trying to get the ball back. It's tipped out here for Axman as it was rebounded by Echol. And now we're going to have a hand check foul in the offensive end. And they're going to call that on Thornabar. And for Thornabar, that is now his fourth foul of the game. So he has four with 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. And out he goes. He'll leave the game with foul trouble. And Austin Stolp will check in and replace him. On the baseline, Echol will inbound it. He'll get the ball in for Eck out. Right back out to Echol. Echol now hands out for Axman. Axman will drive. Left side jumper good. Again, just kind of finding an open area there. And Brandon Axman now has 18 in the game. He's got 18. And Crowley for Elm Creek has 19. Here we got a nice little drive on the right side. Brock Miner is able to spin it in. And Elm Creek back on top, 30-27. Push that lead out to three again. On the dribble is Axman. Axman's going to fire a three-pointer, and that's going to be an air ball and goes out of bounds. Kelly, Coach Cooksley of Axtell, Johnny on the spot, tracking that one down for the officials. Good solid chest pass there, too. Gabe Hubbard will bring in the offensive end. Axman putting pressure on. They'll get it off here left side, and Crowley will try a 15-foot jumper, no good. And rebounding it is going to be Miller. So Miller will just hand the ball off to Axman and set a screen for Axman, top of the circle. Still dribbling is Axman as he's picked up there defensively by Ford. Dribbles behind the back here for Axman. Kicks it top of the circle. Pates is going to fire a three-pointer. That's no good. And rebounded by Crowley. So Crowley with the defensive rebound after the miss. And now Stoll passes it on the right side. Hubbard has it, picked up by Axman. Quick entry pass, knocked away there by Pates, so Elm Creek will turn the ball over. Good hands there by Hunter Pates, as Axman will bring in the offensive end. 4:44 to go here. Quarter number three. Three-point deficit here for Pleasanton. They'll get the ball to Axman, who's going to drive on his way to the basket before a shot. He was fouled. And these officials have not allowed that kind of slapping at the ball, that reach. And Hubbard going to be called for the foul. That's just his first. A lot of fouls called in the first half, and they set a nice little precedent of what that is. Blake Eckhout on the inbounds, gets a screen there by Pates, got the bounce pass, and had an open look at the basket, and he brings it home. So he banks it in, and now Crowley will fire a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound tipped around as it was pulled out momentarily by Miner. And then got the offensive rebound, but then Elm Creek's entry pass off the mark, and they turn it over. So bouncing here is going to be Axman. Axman's picked up by Hubbard and gives it left side. Three-pointer over there. No good for Echol. And another rebound by Crowley. Crowley has it top of the circle. They set a screen over there. They'll kick it out for Hubbard. Hubbard's going to fire a three. That's no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. It's been called fairly tight. And Pates now picks up his third foul. Inbounded for Crowley. He'll give it to Hubbard on that right side. Hubbard works it back around. Ford has it. They're looking to get it into Crowley, and he gets it. Moves off of his hands, though, so Ford quick enough to track it down. Ford drives the lane, kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer for Miner. Miner's three won't fall. And a rebound to Crowley. So Crowley with the offensive rebound. Hubbard now has it on the right side, and they'll lob it in for Crowley. Crowley catches it right underneath the glass and is going to be fouled. He caught it under the glass, took a power dribble, went to the other side, gave himself a little bit better angle, went up strong for the shot, and he was fouled. And now that's going to be another foul here on Pates. That's going to be his fourth, and Crowley will go to the free throw line where he's been able to do a fair amount of damage as he hits the free throw. It's up and in. So he makes the first of two free throws. And Pates has to come out of the game with those four fouls. So Pates has four. Thornabar has four for Elm Creek. A couple of starters in serious foul trouble. Second free throw no good here for Crowley. And it's going to be rebounded by Echol. And then Echol is going to be fouled by Stolp. That's the second one on him. So Axman will get the ball here. And Pleasanton down by two. Axman will drive, stop in the lane, shot no good, and it's going to be a travel called. Same thing that they had earlier when they shared the ball when Pleasanton did, and they called the exact same thing here. Ford and Hubbard both had their hands on it, and the Pleasanton fans helped the officials officiate. Calling that right away. Miller drives the lane, gets it on the baseline here for Eckhout. Eckhout, tough shot, no good. And Stolp will pull down the rebound. And they'll slow it down just a little bit with Elm Creek here. As Ford has it, they'll give it left side for Hubbard. Hubbard does want to shoot over the top of Axman. And so we'll get the ball back out here for Ford. Ford gives it right side for Brock Miner. Back out to Ford. He's going to try a long jumper, and it's up and in. Jaden Ford strokes in the three-pointer, gave it away, caught it back in rhythm, fired up the three-pointer, and we've got a five-point lead for Elm Creek, 34-29. Not closely guarded is Axman. Axman will bring in the offensive end, and they'll skip the ball off on the left side here for Echol. Echol, a little penetration. Back of the iron, his shot's no good. Rebound tipped out here for Axman, and Axman will hit a three. Axman drains the three-pointer. And a nice job there on the inside there by Eckhout that tipped the ball out to Axman. It was both a rebound and a pass all in one motion. Driving here is Miner. Miner shot's no good. Nearly stepped out of there by Crowley, but the rebound's going to be pulled down by Miller. So Miller will end the possession after Elm Creek couldn't get the shot to fall. And on the run here is going to be Axman. Axman drives the lane, shoots over the top of Crowley, and he'll score. And again, Axman not afraid to go in there, and he's had a tremendous amount of success. Crowley trying to answer back. He runs into a defender. That'll be a block before the shot. That'll be a block here on Pleasanton's Blake Eckhout. And for him, that's his fourth foul. Inbounded for Crowley. Crowley's going to drive, get the bucket, and foul. He got it in the corner, drove the baseline, and was able to knife in there. Hits the shot, and the foul is going to be called on Ryan Bush. That's his third. So Crowley shooting one shot, and the free throw is no good. He missed it and rebounded by Bush. So Ryan Bush with the rebound, and Axman will slowly bring in the offensive end. Minute 22 to go here, third quarter. Two-point lead for Elm Creek, 36-34. With the drive here is going to be Bush on the baseline, and he's hand-checked. He's fouled. So the foul is going to be on Stolp. Elm Creek's going to make a substitution here. And Stolp will come out with those three fouls. And on the baseline, Axman's going to toss it in. Axman gets it to Bush. Bush jumper in the lane. Good. They set a screen for him on that inbounds play, and Ryan Bush will tie things up at 36. We've got a minute to go here in the third quarter. Around the perimeter, they'll get the ball left side. Now back out for Ford, giving it to Crowley, top of the key. He'll hand the ball off out here for Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard for Crowley. Crowley shut off, but driving in here is going to be Brock Miner, and Miner will get the layup. Nice pass from your post player to set up Brock Miner, who flew in that open area. They triple-teamed him, which opened up a lot of space there for Miner. That's a good read there by Nick Crowley. Axman, with 30 seconds left, kicks right side here for Echol. Echol's going to fire a three. That's no good. And the rebound by Elm Creek's Tyrone Hubbard. So Hubbard gets the rebound, and across the timeline with 20 seconds to go, they pass the ball to Ford. Elm Creek going to milk the clock here. 15 seconds left. A little token pressure now by Miller as they get the ball out here for Hubbard. Hubbard on the bounce, picked up by Axman, gives it off here right side for Ford. Back left side, three-pointer for Hubbard. Hubbard's three is no good. Rebound out, and a three-pointer at the buzzer on that left side. No good for Brock Miner. Miner came up with that loose ball, was able to turn around, fire the three. It was no good, and so we'll head to the fourth quarter with a tight ball game. It's going to be Elm Creek leading at 38-36 when we start the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here at the Viero Event Center as Pleasanton, down by two, will inbound the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They trail at 38-36. Axman gets a little screen, dribbles to that right side, used up his dribble, and we're going to have a foul away from the ball. And I think that's going to go on Pleasanton. Oh, check that. My apologies. It's going to be on Jaden Ford. That's going to be his fourth. So ball inbounded on that left side. Miller has it. He'll snap it top of the circle. Backing in here is going to be Caleb Echol. Echol in the lane. A little leaner. Up good. That's a nice little play there by Caleb Echol, who hits the bucket and ties things at 38. Ball in the hands here of Nick Crowley. Crowley driving, loses the ball. Loose ball is picked up by Pleasanton. The Buffalo's trying to get it back, and there's going to be a foul. So Stolp going to be called for the foul, trying to get the ball back after just losing it in traffic there was Crowley. Thornabar going to check back in the game. He's got four fouls, has missed a lot of action here. He picked up three in that first quarter. And Thornabar back out there now. Tied at 38. Dribbling is Axman. Axman will give it left side for Miller. Defender fell down, so Miller will pull the trigger on a nice little jumper there. And we've got a foul on the rebound. And that's now going to be six fouls against Elm Creek. Pleasanton also with six fouls against him. So we're going to be shooting free throws from here on out. And the foul is going to be called on Blake Eckhout. And Blake Eckhout has just fouled out of the ballgame. So Thornabar on the dribble. He'll kick on the right side over there, getting it to Miner. Back out to Crowley, to Thornabar. Thornabar is going to fire a three. No good. And the long rebound going to be pulled down by Miner. So Miner with the offensive rebound. And Thornabar on the dribble, giving it back out here from Miner. Miner's going to drive. Back the iron, no good. Long rebound, stolen back out here by Miner, and Miner turned the ball over. He got the steal, but then turned it over just a moment later. As I guess what you give, you get there just a little bit. As he lost the ball after the steal. So tied at 38. Axman will get a little screen. He's going to be picked up there by Miner. He'll drive, puts his head down, shot no good, gets his own rebound in the land of the Giants, and they're slapping at the ball, and they've been calling that a foul all day. And they'll call a foul here. And the foul is going to be called on Jaden Ford, and Ford has fouled out of the ball game. And Austin Stolpe going to check in for him. So Axman will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. And Axman's free throw was no good. Rebounded by Stolpe. So Stolpe will get the ball back in the hands of his team here after that nice defensive rebound. And they'll set up a three-point opportunity. Now they're going to get it inside instead. The bucket, it's going to count here for Nick Crowley. They were trying to set up Gabe Hubbard, who was open for three, but saw that Nick Crowley was posting up. He bounced it into him, and he is fouled as he hits the bucket, and that'll be the fifth foul here on Hunter Pates. So Pates is out of the game as well. And Crowley will go to the free throw line for one shot here. So the free throw rolls around, and is good for Nick Crowley. So he makes it, and it's now a three-point lead thanks to the three-point play. Elm Creek 41, Pleasanton 38. On the bounce here is going to be Axman. Axman defense there by Thornabar, gets it down low. The jumper for Ryan Bush is no good. And they thought there was a little push there, and we've got a technical foul called here against Pleasanton head coach Mitch Armour. Coach Armour was not happy with what he saw as a lot of contact in underneath that was not called as a foul, and so he was issued the technical here. So Crowley will go to the free throw line to shoot the technical, and the free throw is up and good. So he makes the first two here, and the second free throw was also good. So after the two free throws, Elm Creek now has the basketball, so they get 2 points there, have a five-point lead. And the ball going to be inbounded here by Miner, tosses it in for Gabe Hubbard. And we'll make a little note of that because we'll see if that changes the tempo here. A miss there by Crowley, and Thornabar has the ball tied up as he got the rebound momentarily. And it's going to be a held ball. Possession arrow pointing to Elm Creek, so they'll keep possession here. And backing in there to throw it in is going to be Gabe Hubbard. 5 second count going on. Hubbard will throw the ball in for Miner. Miner to Thornabar. Thornabar lost it, got the ball back. And he'll drive, loses the ball into the hands of Bush. And Bush picks it up as he comes up with that loose ball after the turnover. And we've got a foul. Driving in was Axman. And Axman now will head to the line, as he was just trying to outrun everybody when he got that outlet pass. And that will be the second foul called on Gabe Hubbard. And emotions running high here. And Thornabar, by the way, is down underneath the other end, and Tanner Cavaney is working on him. And a couple of trainers are going to come out and check on Thornabar. Thornabar is face down. His right leg, he's kind of tapping his toes there, and now tapping both legs. I don't think the injury is to a leg or whatever. I did not see him when he fell, what he landed on. So they might be checking him for possible concussion. Maybe he just got the wind knocked out of him. He is now sitting up. And they are looking at that right quad muscle is what they're dealing with right now. They are working with his right leg, and he is uncomfortable. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting it back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. They're attending to Thornabar underneath the Elm Creek basket here with 5:23 to go in the fourth quarter. A 5-point Elm Creek lead, 43-38. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Well, Thornabar is able to make his way to the end of the bench, and they are working on the right knee here, giving a little test of that as well. He did not put much weight on it as he walked off the court. Meanwhile, at the free throw line here is going to be Axman, and Axman hits the first of two free throws. Makes it now 43-39. Lead cut down to four here. Still plenty of basketball left. 5:23 to go. Second free throw is no good. And Crowley pulls down yet another rebound. For Crowley, that's his 10th rebound of the game. He's got 27 points. They kick it out. Stolp had it. High three-pointer up and good for Gabe Hubbard. Wow, that had snow on it when it came down. And it hit nothing but the bottom of the well. And a timeout here for Pleasanton. 5:02 to go in the fourth quarter. 46-39, a 7-point lead for Elm Creek. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. We'll be back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clear.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at the Viero Event Center. 46-39, a 7-point lead for Elm Creek, and they're still attending to Thornabar down there. And I think they were working on the knee earlier, but I think they're actually rubbing that quad muscle. I originally thought it was a quad, so I think that's good news long-term here for Thornabar, as they were trying to rub out the muscle there. So he's out of the ball game now as Axman has the ball inbounded to him. They'll get it inside for Bush. Bush will kick it out left side, and not much spacing over there, but Axman will get a little screen. He'll fire a three-pointer. It's no good. And rebound by Elm Creek, and we're going to have a foul called here on Axman. Dominic Johns pulled down the defensive rebound, was dribbling out with it. Axman was called for the foul, and that's now his fourth. So he has four. Pates and Eckhout have already fouled out here for Pleasanton. And Hubbard will go to the line for a 1-1. And he hits the free throw. Adams Central defeated Ord for the Luplai Conference Championship, 50-33. That is the final. And the second free throw is no good. Bush pulls down the rebound. So Bush will help bring it in the offensive end here as Axman actually will bring it across. Dump it off here for Miller. Back out to Axman. Axman gets a screen from Miller. Hubbard's right there defensively, and they're going to call Hubbard for a little hand check foul. That's going to be his second. So Gabe Hubbard called for the foul. And the second free throw is the free throw, rather, not the second one, but the first one is up and good here for Axman. So Axman hits the free throw to make it now 40-47, and he hits the second one as well. Axman now with 26 points in the ball game. Nick Crowley has 27, and Hubbard brings across the timeline. They're trapping him, and Tanner Cavaney's going to call a timeout with 4:17 to go here in the fourth quarter. 47-41, a six-point lead for Elm Creek. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them back after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Kenton Reese checking in during that stoppage there for Pleasanton. And the ball is going to be inbounded here to Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard gives it off on the left side here for Miner. Good timeout there by Tanner Cavaney, by the way. Maintain the possession. Right side, Miner gets it to Crowley in the lane. Crowley will get the ball back out here on the left side. Dominic Johns had it momentarily. Johns has it again on that right side. Doesn't want to shoot it, so they'll work the ball back around here for Hubbard. They'll give it off here left side for Miner. They're working the clock as effectively as they can. And they get it to Crowley on that right side. Bush will stop him, so they'll get it back out here for Miner. Out for Hubbard. And again, Elm Creek wants to milk the clock, and Pleasanton will put some pressure on the ball here. Driving is going to be Hubbard. Hubbard gives it back out. Dominic Johns. Johns will help work it around the perimeter. Crowley's going to drive. Crowley's going to take it off glass. And Crowley will get the bucket and the foul. Well, they tried to step in underneath and collect the charge, but getting there just a shade too late was Caleb Eckel. And Eckel's going to be called for the block. The bucket's going to count here for Nick Crowley to make it now 49-41. And he'll try to push this lead back out to 9. Crowley's free throw is up and good. Crowley now with 30 in the game. He's got 30. Miner has 10. There's 40 of the 50 points right now. And now a three-pointer in transition, drained by Brandon Axman. Axman with a hand in his face there over the top of Miner. Hit it. Crowley in transition. He'll shoot that left side. No good. And Pleasanton gets the rebound. Reese is able to pull it down here after the Elm Creek miss. And they'll give it to Axman. Axman's going to drive, kick, Bush, three, no good. And rebounded by Stolpe. So Austin Stolpe gets the rebound here for Elm Creek. And now directing traffic is going to be Hubbard. Hubbard gives it to Miner. Johns will now kick it in the corner for Hubbard, and Hubbard hits another three-pointer. Couple of big three-pointers here for Elm Creek, and they push that lead out to 9. 2:26 to go, and a hand check foul. A little block going to be called here on Miner. So that'll stop the clock with 2:24 to go. Now 10 fouls against both teams have been called, so Axman will go to the free throw line. He'll have two free throws. And for Axman, he hits the first of two. He was 6 of 3. Or 3 of 6. Leading into this, and he makes both free throws here, so he'll improve that percentage and cut the lead down to 53-46. Hubbard trapped in the corner, but is able to pass the ball to Crowley. Long pass up ahead, and they go a little bit too fast. Elm Creek turns it over. They had numbers, but Stolpe's pass was a little bit off the mark down low, and Axman ends up knocking it away and coming up with the basketball. So Elm Creek with the turnover. And we'll see what the Bulldogs can do. They get it on the baseline for Bush. Bush shoots off glass, no good. His rebound, he's going to tip out to Miller. Miller's going to drive, and he'll hand the ball back out here for Axman. Axman enters it in, and we're going to have a foul called. Reese is going to be heading to the free throw line. They threw it to him, but he got knocked down. And so Reese will be shooting two after the foul here is called on Miner. That's going to be... Check that, not Miner. They gave the foul instead here to Dominic Johns. And the free throw is up high and no good. That's the first foul on Johns. And Reese has one more free throw. Bulldogs need to score with the clock turned off as much as they can. In fact, they're down enough. They need about everything to go their way. Long rebound pulled out of there by Hubbard. Hubbard, long outlet pass and in transition. The shot's going to roll in for Brock Miner. Hubbard with the defensive rebound and very quickly throwing it up court. A little runner here by Bush in transition. That's no good. And Dominic Johns will pull down the rebound. And Pleasanton had a good look there, and they're just not getting that shot to fall. They need something magical to happen here. They're down by 9 with a minute 16 to go. Playing keep away with the dribble is going to be Hubbard. Hubbard gives it to Johns. Now right side, Miner has it. Miner's going to be held. And so that'll be a foul, and Miner will step to the line. And we got a timeout being taken here by Pleasanton. Minute 9 to go in the basketball game. They trail it 55-46. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. 55-46 in the final minute of the game. We'll be back right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Well, Elm Creek, if they do their job at the free throw line, they're going to be in great shape in this one. That'll be their seeds of success, brought to you by your Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. They need to finish the game, does Elm Creek, and the free throw is going to be a little bit short here for Brock Miner. So he misses the first two free throws. Obviously, you need to take care of the ball as well. You don't want to turn it over, and you know Pleasanton's going to pressure you. Second free throw is also no good, and a rebound by Caleb Eckel. So Eckel will kick it up ahead to Axman. Axman gets a nice pass inside for Bush, and Bush missed the bunny. He made the catch, and once he did that, he was squared to the basket, and then maybe rushed the shot just a little bit, and he missed it. And then there's a foul on the rebound. And that's going to be on Ryan Bush. That's going to be his fourth foul. So Dominic Johns will be heading to the line and will have two free throws after he got the rebound. Exactly a minute to go here. Free throw is no good. Score remains 55-46, 9-point lead here for Elm Creek. And the second free throw back in the iron again, no good. And it's Bush who pulled down the rebound. And now we've got a foul on the drive as Pleasanton will get to the line again. Axman driving in there hard. And for Miner, that's going to be his second foul. And Axman with two more free throws coming up here. First one's good. So Axman now with 32 points in the game. He's got 32. Nick Crowley has 30. Second free throw is up and good. So they'll inbound the ball here to Miner. Miner is able to get it to Crowley, and Crowley will go to the line as they reach in and commit the foul with 50.5 to go. So Crowley shooting another two shots here, trying to keep up with Axman. Axman 33, Crowley with 30. Free throws up and good, make it now 31 points. 56-48, 8-point lead right now for Elm Creek. And Crowley's second free throw off the left side and going to be rebounded by Echol. Echol gives it to Axman. Axman drives, falling down, is able to keep his pass off to Miller. Miller missed the shot, and it's rebounded by Ryan Bush, and we've got a timeout. So Ryan Bush gets the offensive bucket, calls timeout here with 38.2 to go. It's 56-50, a two-possession game here with 38 seconds to go in this one. We've got a timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them. We're back after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back. Wood River scored 22 points in the fourth quarter to get past Kearney Catholic. 75-65, the Stars scoring only a dozen points in the quarter. They had the lead heading into the fourth, but Wood River wins it 75-65. That's the consolation game of the Luplat Conference Tournament. Gabe Hubbard will inbound the ball to Crowley. Crowley pass up ahead to Stolpe. Stolpe gives it back out to Crowley. Crowley will give it out to Hubbard. Hubbard then is going to be fouled as reaching in there for Pleasanton is going to be Cale Miller. And for Miller, that's going to be his fourth foul. And Hubbard shooting two. It's already a two-possession game with 30 seconds to go. Free throw rolls around and is good. Hit the front of the rim and was able to have that nice shooter's touch to go over the top of the glass, hit the glass, and then back in. Hubbard, that one, he just hits pure. So he makes both of them. 58-50, 30 seconds to go. Axman in the offensive end. Axman, a little ball fake. Kicks off on the left side here for Reese. Back to Axman. Axman's going to shoot over the top of the defense. His three-pointer is an air ball and goes out of bounds. Brock Miner, when I say a hand in the face, I mean a hand in the face of Brandon Axman as he shot that three-pointer. Inbounded for Stolpe, and Stolpe going to be fouled there by Ryan Bush, and I have that being Bush's fifth foul. Yep, that is. So he's out of the ball game as well. Third Bulldog to foul out of this game. And Crowley will be shooting a couple. 58-50, 18 seconds to go. Crowley's free throw rolls around and is good. He now has 32 points in the game and 10 rebounds. Well, he's got a double-double. His second free throw is up and good. So Axman will get the ball. He'll pick it up now and start the clock, and they'll get a timeout. 17.3 to go. Timeout taken immediately by Pleasanton. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It's 60-50. Elm Creek up by 10. Pleasanton inbounds. We come back after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Pleasanton down by 10, inbounding it with 17 to go. And Axman has the ball intercepted. Brock Meyer comes up with it, brings it in the offensive end. And any possibility has now been erased. I'm not so sure they really had much of a chance here in the last 30 seconds or so, because a couple shots that really hung on the rim there for Pleasanton fell out instead of falling in, and Elm Creek's been hitting some free throws. And right on schedule, Brock Miner hits the first two free throws, makes it now an 11-point ball game with 13 to go. Crowley's going to come out. Hubbard will come out of the game as well. Essentially, Tanner Cavaney has dumped his bench here as Eli Areta out there checking in. Second free throw is up and good. So he makes both of them. Miner now with 14 in the game. And Travis Hasbrook will pressure Axman here a little bit. Also in the game, Jerry Brummels. Axman's going to shoot over the top of the defense. His three-pointer is going to go out of bounds. And it will be Elm Creek ball. Nate Fields will check in here for Elm Creek. So Hasbrook to inbound it. Eli Areta in the game. And they'll lob it in the lane. Areta will get the ball back out. They'll give it off right side for Hasbrook. Hasbrook facing a little bit of pressure. Areta will help him get across the timeline with 1 second left. They throw it in the corner for Nolan Meyer at the buzzer. And that's your final score. A 62-50 win for Elm Creek over Pleasanton to pick up third place here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. A 12-point win for the Buffaloes, who now improve their record to 12-7 on the season. They'll be back in action on Friday, taking on Amherst. They'll be at Amherst in that game. And for Pleasanton, they are now 6-11 on the year, and their next action will be in Loomis on Friday. 62-50 is our final. We'll take a quick break, and we'll go through the numbers for you right after this timeout.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer. Now is the time to winterize all your heating and cooling units. So call Axman Heating and Air. They can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geo-heat and infrared heat for farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales, and service. Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back here to Vero Event Center. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. So the consolation games have wrapped up. Elm Creek with a 62-50 win in the boys' consolation game. Earlier, it was Amherst over Pleasanton in the girls' consies, 37-29. So Pleasanton unable to pick up that third place hardware in either the boys or the girls game. But do not blame Brandon Axman, who was a leading scorer here for Pleasanton. He finished with 33 points in the game and 6 rebounds. Ryan Bush, a solid effort off the bench. He finished with 9 points and 5 rebounds. Blake Eckout with 4 points. Caleb Echo also with 4 in the game, as Pleasanton did lead at the end of the first quarter. They were down by 3 at halftime, down by a bucket heading into the fourth quarter. And in that fourth quarter, just really kind of their offense just kind of chilled just a little bit. And Elm Creek was able to roll here in that fourth quarter, winning it 62-50. And they had a great effort, as you've come to expect here from Nick Crowley. Crowley also in the game, finish with 33 points. So both Axman and Crowley with 33 in the game. Crowley finished with a double-double in this one, though, as he also had 10 rebounds. Rock Minor with 14 points and 4 rebounds. Gabe Hubbard, 9 points and 3 rebounds. Jaden Ford with 3 points. Austin Stolp had a solid effort, finished with 3 points and 9 rebounds. So that was a great effort for a young man that did not even start in the ball game. And unofficially, Elm Creek here was 18 of 45 shooting, so they shot about 40% in the game. Meanwhile, Pleasanton on the afternoon, they were shooting about 15 of 52, so they shot about 32% on the contest. And rebounding-wise, as we take a look at some other numbers, the rebounding battle won by Elm Creek fairly comfortably, 34 to 28. And in terms of turnovers, there were 13 turnovers for Pleasanton and 11 for Elm Creek. And once again, our final, Elm Creek 62 to 50 over Pleasanton. Well, we're still about a half hour away from starting our girls' championship game. Elm Creek will be back in action in that, where they'll be taking on top-seeded Axtell at the top of the hour. Once again, our final in the boys' game, it's 62-50 Elm Creek with the win over Pleasanton. We'll be back and cover the girls' game, the girls' championship game between Axtell and Pleasanton. Axtell and Elm Creek, as Elm Creek's playing back-to-back games here, as we'll have that game for you. And we'll have our pregame starting in about 20 minutes or so right here on ESPN Radio. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Caleb Henry. Thanks for joining us. We'll have the girls' championship game coming up next right here on ESPN.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.